Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
Have you heard about the Yellowstone to Uinta connection or the Western Wildway Priority Wildlife Corridor and the Bear River Range Corridor? What we will talk about today is the critical importance of protecting, maintaining, and creating wildlife corridors throughout Utah and the West. Animals, and yes, plants, and all other critters that live in ecosystems, such as birds, insects, and amphibians, always suffer when their ecosystem and the ecosystems that are adjoining theirs, either through land or water corridors, are fragmented and minimalized, if not lost altogether, due to human activities. The ever-expanding web of roads and highways, residential and commercial development, intensive agriculture, energy development, and off-road vehicle trails, in essence, trap animals in an ever-shrinking island of non-connected ecosystems. It's when species can't move between ecosystems to mate, migrate, eat, pollinate, find new homes and resources, recycle nutrients, seek refuge, and more, that inbreeding can cause significant problems for flora and fauna, sometimes even extinction. Our politicians and agency folks, as well as developers, farmers and ranchers, businesses, and everyday residents can all help to assure we preserve, maintain, and develop a network of these corridors connecting large and small ecosystems running from Canada through the United States into Mexico. One such large project, called the Spine of the Continent, is a geographic, social, and scientific effort to sustain linkages along the Rocky Mountains so that plants and animals can keep moving. A local example, the Bear River Mountains, located in northern Utah and southern Idaho, is a relatively narrow tract of forest land in the Uinta-Wasatch Cache National Forest and the Caribou and Targhee National Forests. This mountain range and surrounding basin are a key component of the Western United States Biological Corridor System. The Bear River Basin Corridor is a critical choke point for species migration in the Western United States because it offers the only major link between the Northern and Southern Rockies, or more specifically, the link between the Greater Yellowstone Ecosystem and the High Uintas Wilderness Area. Here's how you can get involved. We have dedicated organizations working on the protection, expansion, and maintenance of wildlife corridors. I mentioned the Yellowstone to Uinta connections. They, along with the Bear River Watershed Council and others in our state, are actively working on wildlife corridors. I spoke to Dr. John Carter, manager of the Yellowstone to Uintas connection, about their program. They're doing great work to restore fish and wildlife habitat in the Yellowstone to Uintas corridor through the application of science, education, and advocacy. He invites you to check out their website at www.yellowstoneuintas.org. I'm Jim Goodwin for Wild About Utah.
Wild About Utah is a production of Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah on UPR is made possible in part by our listeners and the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance. For more than 30 years, working to preserve the wilderness at the heart of the Colorado Plateau. More about protecting Utah's wilderness heritage at suwa.org.